Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll talk about Azure Machine Learning, which promises to bring data science to non-data scientists. So you can do things like analyze and find correlations in large sets of data so that you can use that in the future to make decisions on the spot. So at the highest level, you start with some large data set and a question in mind. Let's say you have several columns of data, age, gender, occupation, amount of school completed, and salary. And so in the future, you want to predict somebody's salary based on that other data. Which combinations of the data, what are the factors that play into salary, and so you want to be able to give some level of prediction to some degree of statistical accuracy as to kind of find how much this person can afford, what their salary range is. So then what you could do is you can create a scoring model, and then that models your algorithms that you're using to analyze the data. And then once you have it figured out and you've got your model in place and you're saying this well represents the data set that I'm working with, then you could go off and create a web service based on that model that you created. And now exposing that web service, just like any other web service from a software development perspective, you can collect a few data points, send them to the web service, and it will send you back a dollar number, how much you could expect the salary range for that individual. Pretty cool. Okay, so you can see that I'm in the Azure portal. You basically start by creating a new machine learning workspace. You can give it a name and give it a storage account and things of that nature. You can see that I've already created one here, so let's just drill into that. And here on the dashboard, you can see that there are familiar things like that allow you to monitor and then configure some aspects. But really the magic happens when you click this Open Studio button at the bottom. It opens up the Azure Machine Learning Studio. And here's where you create experiments using modules. So the idea here, let's go ahead and open up this experiment that I created. What you do is you drag modules to the experiment canvas, this area in the middle here, and then you connect modules with lines that kind of represent data flow, and they create this data science workflow. So you configure the modules, then when you select it, you can configure it with the property pane over here on the right-hand side. So as you can see here, we basically are using a data set called the Adult Census Income Binary something or other here. Let's see what that is. Classification data set. And you can view the data set and it'll show you in CSV. Let's go ahead and open up in Excel just for fun. Okay, and you can see that there's several points of data and there's thousands of rows. I forget exactly how much. But basically give us the classification of work that they do, their level of education, marital status, their race, their gender, and things of that nature, not the least of which is their income range. So now what we do is we clean up the data, so if there's any missing data in that data set, if it's like an empty field, then we want to set that to zero. And then we want to say we're only going to use these specific columns, we're going to ignore these other columns as we analyze the data. So we can use a project columns module that we dragged and dropped from our modules here on the left hand side. Now I've already created a scoring experiment, but when I was developing this, what I did was created a split and took some of the data and ran it against the various algorithms that are available here. And this is where some knowledge of data science would really come in handy, because I really don't know the difference between a multi-class decision forest and a multi-class decision jungle. But if you do select one, you can always click more help, and there's some articles on MSDN that explain at a high level. And you would just want to go through and think about the attributes of each and which one makes sense in your particular scenario. But essentially, let's back up and talk about this from a very high level. You are creating an experiment to predict whether an individual's income exceeds $50,000 a year. And you want to use a sample data set, or you can connect up a reader, which is pulling data from like a SQL Server database or something along those lines. Then you do some pre-processing like we do here. And what's not depicted here is the split. And you would split that data set into two parts. You create a training set of data and a test set of data. So the training set of data is used for training and learning the algorithm. And so it's going to look for correlations and the likelihood that the outcome is statistically accurate. And there are a bunch of learning algorithms here, like we looked at a moment ago. And then you attach both of those splits to the score model. And what that'll do is take the test data and run it through the score model. And that runs the data through the algorithm, and it performs a prediction. And so you can click the run on the toolbar here, and that kind of kicks off the whole process. And once you do that, you can actually save the data set, or you can export the data set. You can either save the data set, or you can visualize the data. So once you have the results, you can view them in the studio, and it gives you some limited viewing options. I don't even know if I can get to that at this point, because I'm a little further along than I wanted to be here in this. But you might prefer to export the output data to Excel and create some more interesting visualizations. And then you might create several models until you find one that you feel most accurately represents or finds the answers to the questions that you're looking for. And then the cool part is that you can create a scoring experiment like I've done here already, which adds a web service. So you can see here that I have a web service input and a web service output here at the bottom. And it optimizes the experiment for ongoing scoring of data. So once you publish the web service, then you can utilize that web service and call it from any number of programming languages, anything that can hit a RESTful HTTP API. Conceptually, that's what machine learning is all about, and I'm really excited about this. I'm not really sure how I'm going to use this in the future, but it seems like this is something that I should know, that it unlocks insights that even large companies have been able to get before now. Okay, so conceptually, hopefully that makes sense. Let's continue on as we look at this last high-level overview of Azure technologies. We'll see you in the next module. Thank you.